Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Biz Talk with Brother Juan. And of course, I am Brother Juan, Juan P. Barrientos II. So good morning, each and every one of you. You already saw the title for today on the intro slide there, A Moment of Transparency. I was trying to decide what I was going to talk about today, and I'm actually probably going to begin another series next week. But today, I said, you know what, we'll just have a moment of transparency this morning. So let me go ahead and introduce myself. I am Brother Juan, Juan P. Barrientos II. I am the owner of Next Step Financial Partners, Tax and Accounting. I help life coaches, consultants, course creators, and other solopreneurs increase revenue by an average of 30% with financial accounting and tax planning so that you can empower your clients to achieve their goals, grow your business, and fulfill your purpose. Biz Talk and Tax Talk with Brother Juan is designed to help you navigate your biz, and be more profitable. And so again, today we're just going to have a moment of transparency. I think I'm going to have to change my statement there to more than 30% after working with a few clients and increasing more. Good morning, Cassandra. Good to see you online this morning. Thank you for tuning in. And so today we're just going to just have a moment of transparency. I didn't even put together a script today. And as a Baptist minister, that may not be a good thing. But I'm going to try to stay strategic and focused this morning and not just ramble on. A lot of people who don't know me don't always know how to perceive me. The reason I chose the niche of life coaches primarily, and then consultants, course creators, a lot of life coaches and consultants also create courses and other solopreneurs, because a lot of what I do can be applicable to anybody who is operates their business as a service-based solopreneur. But one reason I chose is because those people, life coaches, consultants, course creators, they're all about helping people. They're all about helping people. With life coaching, it is to help you navigate maybe an aspect of your life. Consultants, a lot of times, are dealing with businesses. And helping business owners, as I say, navigate their biz. And so I often consider myself the helper's helper. And I think on my YouTube page, I think that banner is still up, say helping the helpers. And that's what I'm called to do. And so that's one reason I chose my particular niche. With the very name of Next Step Financial Partners, it wasn't by accident. Next Step, no matter where you are in your biz, because I'm primarily B2B, business to business, not necessarily don't really deal with individuals as much as I do business to business on most services. Obviously, taxes, we do individual taxes, 1040, Schedule C. But, and I lost my train of thought there. One thing with that is next step, no matter where you are, there's always a next step. There's always a next step. If you're just, if you haven't started a business, your next step is business formation, and we offer that service. You have a business formed and you're operating it and you're growing and you realize you don't have a handle on your bookkeeping, on your finances and your business. Okay. So the next step would be securing bookkeeping services or consulting services. So there's always a next step. There's always a next step. Financial, our focus is not selling financial services like 401ks and all that kind of stuff, but we help with business financials. There is a slight difference between bookkeeping and accounting. Bookkeeping always is a recording of past transactions. It shows what has already happened in the business. And accounting is more so interpreting that data and analyzing it so that you can make strategic decisions. So you need bookkeeping in order to do accounting. And oftentimes accounting would include bookkeeping. And then even with bookkeeping, you're still putting together financial statements. But the accounting goes a little further. And a moment of transparency. I, like most business owners, do not like bookkeeping. You say, well, Brother Juan, you provide a bookkeeping service and you've been pushing it. Yes, it is necessary. I like analyzing the data, not necessarily the tedious work of recording transactions, categorizing transactions. I don't like that, but I like what bookkeeping reveals. And so like many business owners, I understand your struggle with bookkeeping, which is why I preach so heavily on it. I'm not just preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. And I don't necessarily have a lot of transactions in my own business, so I do bookkeeping monthly. And that end of the month, normally about 2 days when the bank statements come out, and credit card statements for my business, I'm like, oh, well, it's time to do bookkeeping. So I normally around the 4th or the 5th, put it on my calendar every month to do the bookkeeping for Next Step Financial Partners, which is actually going to be multiplied because we have other things going on now. But I don't really like the bookkeeping itself. I like to analyze data. So analyze data in my own business, analyze data with bookkeeping clients that I have. Of course, we do have service packages where we don't offer that, just basic, straightforward bookkeeping, providing profit and loss statement, balance statement, maybe even a cash flow statement on a monthly basis, a quarterly basis, or we could do yearly cleanup. So be on the lookout for Black Friday specials for Next Step on bookkeeping. Because that's going to be coming up. And so just a moment of transparency there. But when you have all that data together and you can begin analyzing that data, as well as the data that is available in your payment processing systems, Square, PayPal, Stripe, there's a lot that can be understood from your business. So one particular client that I worked with just recently gave some good news, kind of instructed her, encouraged her to increase her prices. And we actually put together a system that would allow her to increase cash flow as well by having people pay for sessions. She's a life coach, sessions ahead of time and not just when the session happens. And so was able to increase cash flow in her business, as well as increase her hourly rate. And I'm thankful that we were able to do that without a complicated system. It's actually less complicated than the previous system. And just good news for the first month after it's been fully implemented, her average fee has increased more than what I had hoped. So it's actually 39%. And so, you know, my saying in helping increase revenue by an average of 30%. So I guess I can start saying 39% now. And that's just one aspect. It's actually greater than that when you look at the cash flow. So again, like a lot of other business owners, I struggled. Next Step Financial Partners, we started off as a seasonal tax firm with the hope of one day expanding and being able to do more to be able to fully support my lifestyle. So we're headed in the right direction. One thing that I did, which is why I again preach coaching consulting services, and it can't be just anybody. It has to be somebody who fits. And again, I'm all about helping the helpers. I'm all about helping others. And so so when we add partners to Next Step Financial Partners, that's the way I view myself, not as just a bookkeeper, or some people call me an accountant. I can't call myself an accountant, but I provide accounting services. And a little known fact, a lot of states, in order for you to call yourself an accountant, you have to be a CPA, a certified public accountant. Oklahoma is one of those states. And so since I am not a CPA, I have all the requirements to become a CPA minus the exams. And I can't call myself an accountant, but I always say I provide accounting services. Another moment of transparency. And so you may ask, Brother Juan, why don't you go ahead and be an accountant? Well, for the most part, accountants focus on accounting. My focus is on taxes. So my focus is on taxes, and then I provide bookkeeping. A lot of accountants focus on the bookkeeping accounting aspect of businesses, and then they may also do taxes. And so with accounting, being a CPA, there are certain assurance services that they can provide that nobody else can. My focus is on taxes, which is why I chose the EA route, the enrolled agent route with the IRS, because my focus is going to be on taxes, but I provide bookkeeping, but I have all the education and experience needed to pursue CPA, which I may do in the future. Who knows? You know, it's not on the plan now, but it may be on the radar later. And so many of you don't know, because I guess I don't be announcing it too much in my intro anymore, is I do have a bachelor's degree in business management, my master's. I have a graduate certificate in accounting, as well as a master's in accounting and financial management. So I have all the hours of accounting that is needed, because you don't even have to have a master's degree, but you do have to have a certain amount of accounting courses. But I actually have a master's degree in accounting. So I do qualify. And part of my degree was actually the prep courses. But, you know, things happen in life, and I wasn't able to pursue that at the time. And it was always my desire to open up an accounting firm. And I can just give God the glory and say it was the providence of God that I am where I am today. So Next Step Financial Partners, that's kind of explains the name there, and then, you know, provide you a little moment of transparency. And so, again, I don't know where you are in your business. I don't know what you are dealing with or going through. Sometimes in our business, we need clarity. In my own business, I am just grateful that I got past myself and my own pride and began to seek help. And so last year, about this time, signed up for a business coaching program for accounting tax professionals. And one of the things that my coach preaches on is expanding services, not just having a bunch of random services, but if you're doing tax preparation, to also consider bookkeeping. And that's why I started doing bookkeeping. And I haven't looked back. It's been truly a blessing. You know, in spite of me not really liking to do bookkeeping, right? But it helps me get to my end goal, and that is to help you analyze the information that is provided, right? Because we have to get to that point. And so I'm just thankful for that direction, and either other direction that another coach that I have, I bought courses from, but I haven't become a part of her complete program yet. But definitely some other things that I'm working on, which is why I offer coaching and consulting services. I know people often use those interchangeably. I deal business to business. So I work with business owners. Little known fact, another moment of transparency last year when I was considering the route that I was going to take after the pandemic, losing my primary source of income and then expanding next step to be a year-round tax service and, of course, adding bookkeeping. One thing that I considered was financial coaching, which is another reason I got into to target coaches, is because I was considering financial coaching, and I actually have a lot of information there in addition to credit repair, because we started on that as well. And because I felt that those would be good resources to work together. But as a result, where everything has kind of rolled out, I focus B2B, business to business, rather than B2C, business to consumer. Well, it's never too late. Of course, if you are the other person that you are talking about, if they get a refund, there's no repercussions for filing late. You're limited to 3 years on being able to get a refund, and so that fits in that time frame. If they owe, then they're going to owe fees and penalties as a result of filing late, because that tax is due. It would have been due 2020, April 15th, depending on where they are, because some parts of the country had later filing dates. Oklahoma was one. Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and maybe some other states. Ours were that was this year. That wasn't last year. So, no, it's not too late. So we can talk about that in a moment. But so, like with a lot of my bookkeeping clients, they don't just have me as a bookkeeper, but we offer consulting services in addition to bookkeeping. And so we go through and analyze not only the profit and loss statement, balance sheet is not weighed as heavily for what we do, or who I work with primarily, but then looking at a lot of information that is given through the data processes. So just really helping to analyze that. And so coaching and consulting services are also added to what we do. Is coaching is more geared towards individual, consulting towards the biz. There is a slight difference, and I utilize both in the services that I provide. So again, Rev Juan, Brother Juan, another moment of transparency, and then I'll just end it. My names, those who call me Reverend Barrientes, Reverend Barrientes, either are older believers in the church or they've known me all my life. When I started a church in 2007, I chose to go by Pastor Juan so people wouldn't have to worry about pronouncing my last name. So Pastor Juan is just stuck. But even after I became pastor out in Luther, small rural church, they call me, most of them call me Reverend Barrientes anyway. So now doing taxes, again, helper's helper, I'm Brother Juan. So I can be called Rev Juan, Brother Juan, Pastor Juan, Reverend Brentes. It doesn't matter. Just call me. So that moment of transparency there. So we're going to go ahead and end that there. Again, if you're needing some clarity in your business, we do provide a chunk of time, 90 minutes, for you to, it's a strategic time for you to kind of, we help you get clarity, maybe in a particular area, a particular idea that you're thinking about. We help you talk it out and come to a conclusion. Sometimes as an entrepreneur, we need that. We can't always just speak to anybody about our business, but we need somebody who can understand, somebody that can help guide our decisions and give us an action plan. And so that chunk of time is available. There is a link. And I think with this video, the link says Biz Strategy Session. That link will cover all strategy sessions, including that chunk of time. That is a paid consultation, a paid session. And so definitely reach out and, email me. If you say, hey, Brother Juan, I'm not ready for that, I may do it at a discount for you. Because, again, I just want to be of help. And also, a free e-guide is available. Download that, especially if you're a business owner. We're going to go ahead and end the broadcast today with Biz Talk with Brother Juan. I've already been talking for quite a minute, quite a bit. And again, just a moment of transparency today. You know, entrepreneurs, everybody thinks about being the boss, but we don't really talk about the struggles. And, you know, just thank God I am where I am today. And we still have a great future with Next Step Financial Partners. I'm looking forward to 2022 already because I think we're just going to continue to grow and expand in what we're doing. So y'all have a good day. Again, this is Biz Talk with Brother Juan. We are here to help you navigate your biz to be more profitable. And we will see you next time.